Well done. I saw a lot of rainbows back there. Wow. How do you feel?
Rainbows.
Feel rainbow-like? That's so awesome.
And imagine I've done this for hours. And that made my path easy. And at the same time, if I do it for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, you're connected. So it's not about doing it for hours. It's about remembering that you are the light of all colors. That's all it is. And be the rainbow that you want to be in this life for so many people. It's the most beautiful thing you can do for yourself and for others all around you. Thank you for sharing this with me. It was really heartwarming to be able to share my rainbow with you. Thank you. I passed them.
Really?
To you. I promised them a bridge.
You promised them a bridge?
And
like
a quantum
that.
Self 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's yours.
Those are my coordinates. Well, I've been busy. I was drawing in the back. Maybe do you want to flip the... Can you just turn it?
Okay.
I didn't have rainbow colors, but it kind of came through me while I was listening to your meditation.
Okay, perfect.
And I want to give it to you as a visual for what we're going to be doing. So imagine these are rainbow colors, and imagine this is painted by an amazing artist.
Wow, beautiful. It's artwork. Can we keep it? We need to frame it.
So what I was trying to show in a visual representation, because remember, we have all these different channels of information, right? So we all have different ways of gathering information. So some of us are more sensing and intuitive, and others are more the gatherers and the knowers and the understanders. And anyway, there are different ways of gathering information. And the different ways, and a good way of testing those different ways, is actually an ancient, I call it almost ancient, an almost ancient personality test that still 85% of all Forbes, you know, Fortune 500 companies use to this day to define where is the person that I'm hiring best suited? Where should they be? Wouldn't that be useful? I heard in the meditation, you know, being able to fire someone if you know they're not in the right position can be tough, right? But what if you could hire already knowing where you're going to put someone? Wouldn't that be useful? So this test was actually developed by a mother and a daughter psychologist team called Maya Briggs. And this Myers-Briggs test actually finds out, in a very kind of global way, how you perceive information. So I wanted to give for all visual learners a very simple little diagram of what we're doing right now. Is that interesting? Because, you know, we have the concept that I hope all agree on, is that everything is energy, right? Everything that we see, feel, hear, know is some form of energy wave, right? So imagine these are all energy waves, right? Then we have our physical body, that what we feel seems so solid, right? And within this solid body, we have streams of energy. We call them meridians, maybe. They're kind of highways in our body that are taking the prana, the energy, to all the organs, to all parts of the body, right? And these meridians, these channels of energy, can often get really stuffed up and clogged and blocked because that energy is no longer flowing freely. So a lot of what we're doing is we're first getting the energy in our bodies to flow again, right? That we do with our breath, that we do by relaxing this huge sender up here, the brain, right? So we have the brain as a receiver and sender of energy, right? Your thoughts are sending out certain frequencies. You're sending out vibrations. Now, if we're in a stressed and frazzled and overwhelmed state, and our thoughts are all over the place, we're going to be sending out very chaotic waves. So what we're also doing in this experience weekend is to show you different ways of how you can get your brain to relax and to start flowing in a more harmonious way. And also we're getting you to think about the things that you actually want in life. And what does that do in your bodies and your mind when you start thinking about what you want, about your goals, about your dreams, about your heart's desires? What have you noticed? Do some of you maybe feel a little more peaceful? Maybe a little happier? Maybe a little more inspired? Is that right? Are you sensing that? Cool. So you might feel that. That is already this changing. You're already shifting in your energy. But then we're also doing another really important thing. We're connecting to that big powerhouse in our bodies, our heart. And our heart is so much more than just a physical organ. Do we agree? Our heart is that organ that usually is most stressed by pain and you know, despair, especially in relationships. Everything that's connected to love is, oh, right? So when we start clearing this vortex by releasing stuff, letting go of limitations, forgiving, tuning into more healthy frequencies, our brain and our heart, you see how they're connected? They can actually start talking to each other and be aligned with one another. Because how often do we actually notice that our heart says one thing, but the brain says another thing, and then my highest self says maybe another thing, and my parents say another thing? Do you recognize that? Right? So we often have so many voices in us that we often don't know, well, what is this now? That's why I wrote a whole book about how to strengthen your intuition, how to use your intuition to actually change your life. Because I think, especially in the times that we're facing right now, with so much information, so much overwhelm, we need one thing. We need to know what to do. I've never seen so much confusion on this planet, so many people saying, I don't really know what I want. Once we know that, which means is that we've brought all of this in an alignment. So you remember you were saying we have the heart's mission, we have our ego's mission, and then we have our soul's mission. So I did a star up here for the soul's mission, our highest self, that quantum universe, right? And what we're doing is we're bringing this system into alignment. I've drawn another squiggly thing down here, which is supposed to be the gut, our gut brain, right? We actually have little neuron-type things in our gut. And that's that intuitive gut feeling we sometimes have. When we meet someone, we can either feel, ugh, or we can feel, right? But sometimes we don't listen to that. So all these different sensors in our body are actually giving us really good advice the whole time. But what do? We focus, A, on one of the least important ones for problem solving, right? And then we get all confused in here, and then we send out all this stuff, and then we forget another thing. We forget to connect down here, right? If we're physical matter, we have to connect with our physical mom, and that's our earth. That's the electromagnetic field of the earth. It's nothing woo-woo, it's measurable. If we disconnect from the earth's magnetic field, we get sick. When we reconnect to it, we get healthy again. But you know, we spend a lot of time in shoes, often in sneakers, that are actually insulating us against the earth. And then we'll go into concrete buildings and spend all day in artificial light in boxes and then wonder why we feel frazzled. So we're helping you connect to down here and up here. And that's when suddenly all these vibrations start harmonizing. That's when your heart's mission, your soul's mission, and your ego can all be a team. Imagine like an elephant and its rider. They're one. And when that happens, we feel that flow because you're going with the energy rather than fighting against it, rather having, I need to understand and I need to know. Is it making sense?